7 Local. You're waking up with Maxwell, Amy, and Pam on the KIOA Morning Show.
Tell me something good.
It's time to tell you something good here. Sergeant Dave is in the studio with us this morning. Hey, Dave.
Max, Amy, Pam, in my second career life, Dr. Ahart decided that I wasn't quite through in the police skill set arena, so he put me to work as lead public safety officer for the Des Moines School District. And in that, during the last 36 months, it's been my pleasure and privilege to meet a lot of great people at the Des Moines School District and a lot of great students. And I got two young men here in the room who had a few problems starting the year off, but boy, did they sure correct their problems. So I'm going to introduce the principal of Edmonds Academy here, Mrs. Janet Rittman.
Hey, Janet, how are you?
Good morning.
So thanks for coming in with these young men this morning. Tell us their story and what Dave decided he would try to do.
Absolutely. Well, we try to tap into what they like, and they both love football, and we are talking to Officer Murillo, and he's like, I think I can help out with this. And we said they're really struggling right now, and they just don't know what direction they want to go, and we really need them to go and turn their efforts around and really have a positive direction. And so they stepped up, and they changed their behavior. They were on the leadership group. They started supporting our younger students. Woo-hoo! And helping our younger students work through their problems. And their academics and grades are just excelling, and they've done a great job, and we're so proud of them.
And their reward, the challenge Dave put forward, what did they want to do?
Absolutely. Officer Murillo said, hey, boys, you guys change your ways, get a good positive attitude, do a great job, and we will provide you a scholarship to the football league that he
Des Moines Little Pro League.
Yep,
yes,
yeah.
Great. Yes. All right. So let's talk to these guys. Introduce
absolutely.
Us.
This is Martin and Arzaya, and they are both going to Callanan next year. So they just were recognized as our fifth grade leaders, and they've worked really hard, and they're ready to
all right,
move on.
Let's talk to them. Hey, Martin, how you doing, man?
Good.
All right. And tell us, how old are you?
I'm 11 years old.
11? What position are you playing football, Martin?
Tailback.
Tailback. So you're fast, huh?
Yeah.
All right. And so you meet Sergeant Dave every day. You see him at the school, right?
Yes.
And so what did he say to you about playing football?
If you do your job, you'll be provided to play football.
That's awesome. That's great. And so how did your year end up? What did you do? How did you improve?
Doing my job.
Doing your job.
Oh.
In school and getting good grades.
Good for you. All right. And up next, help me pronounce your name so I get it right.
Arzaya.
It's a great name.
Thank
all
you.
Right. Well, and so tell us about your story. What position you play in football, son?
For the old team I used to play for, I played for the Eagles, and I played center, linebacker, and fullback.
All right. Yes. Now, you and your buddy, you got a little different sizes going on here. I can see that going on.
Yeah.
Well, cool. So tell us about your story. You met Sergeant Dave. What did he offer you?
To play football if I get good grades.
Yeah. And so how did your year end up, buddy?
Good, because last year we didn't have A's, B's, and C's. Like, we had N's and S's.
Right.
And I started getting N's. And then this year, where before the second semester, I made A and B on a roll.
Oh!
Isn't that amazing?
That's awesome.
But this year, for the second semester, I got 2 C's.
Right, great. So that was hard work, though, wasn't it? Was that hard work for you guys?
Yes.
Yeah, but it's worth it now, isn't it, when you think about it?
And doesn't it feel good to be a leader and get other kids to do the same thing?
Yes.
Yeah, so how did that work out? Did these other kids say they need help, or you just recognize they need help?
We started this group at school. It's called the Leadership Group, and we're teaching the little kids not to become, don't be a follower, be a leader.
That is awesome. Oh, my God.
Well, and you find out, too, real quick, that if you are a leader, that you can make a change in the school. Do you find that to be true?
Yes, I do.
And, of course, that's going to come in handy playing football, being a leader, especially a center, right, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, you got to open a hole up there for Martin so he can get through.
A lot. Right?
You guys got to work hard and play for the Iowa Hawkeyes. Yay!
Or
the Iowa State Cyclones.
Okay.
there's some UNI Panther fans listening, too.